We pray for Ukraine, O Ukraine.
Em mong chờ mùa thu đó kia nhuộm màu xanh lơn, đàn bướm kia đùa vui trên muôn hoa, mê những bông hồng đẹp xinh.
Here's one. It's a very nicely dressed salesman stopped a man on the street and asked, "Sir, would you like to buy this bottle of mouthwash for $200? The man said, "Are you crazy? That's a robbery. It's not selling." So the salesman seemed to be hurt, and then he tried again. "Sir, okay, since you are a little bit irritated, I sell it to you for half a price, $100. Mouth rinse?" "Yes." Again, the man replied, you know, very shortly, "You must be crazy. Now go away." So the salesman reached into his briefcase and pulled out two chocolates. Looked like chocolates, and then began munching away one of them. Then he said to the other guy, "Sir, since I have angered you, please take one of these chocolates, and I apologize." Okay. So the man on the street, you know, opened the chocolate bar and began eating it. But then he spit it out immediately, and he said, "Oh, my God, this is horrible. It stinks, and you call this chocolate? Ugh, it tastes like, you know, what?" You know, it begins with SH. It ends with T, okay? That's all I can tell you. Otherwise, the viewers might think I speak French too much. No good. All right. So the salesman said, "It is, sir." So now, would you like to buy a bottle of mouthwash? Got it? Oh, horrible salesperson. I hope we don't encounter one like that. There's no free lunch, is there? Yeah, not even here. Not to talk about anywhere else. Okay. The man took his Rottweiler, you know, to a vet, and said to him, "My dog person is cross-eyed." Yeah. Got it? Yeah. "Can you do anything for him, sir? Dog?" You take a dog to a dog, yeah. The vet said, "Let's have a look at him." Yeah. So he picked the dog up, you know, and looked a little bit and said, "Oh, I think I have to put him down." So the dog person's guardian was very shocked and said, "Sir, only because he is cross-eyed?" The man said, no, because he's too heavy for me." Put him down. But he understood, like, put him to sleep. Horrible. You all understood English. Wonderful. My God, what smart people. And so another man, took his dog to another dog, you know, a dog, but to a dog, you know, the vet. And he said, "Sir, I don't know what's wrong. Every time he hears a bell ring, you know, my dog person, he goes into a corner." So the vet said, "That's okay, he's a boxer." Very good. Where did you find all this? Thank you. Okay. He's a boxer. You know, the boxers, they go into the corner of the ring. Poor dog person. Okay. You understand everything? Boxer is a type of a dog person. But a boxer is a guy who fights. Also, and every time the bell rings, then they have to separate and go into their corner. But this is just a play of words, because he's a boxer dog, yeah? He's a boxer. Okay. is a little camel. Huh?
The basket.
Basket cannot take my photo? Please put it down. It's very heavy. I told you a joke to warn you, and you did not get it. Okay, a camel, right? A camel, the one with the hunchback. A camel, little camel
person,
asked his mother, "Mom, why do we camels have such big eyes? For what?" So the mother looked very lovingly into his eyes and said, "You see, darling, when we are walking in the desert and the wind starts to blow, and there's sand everywhere, then we need these big eyes to keep an eye on each other so that we don't get lost." So the kid camel, you know, little camel, was very impressed and said, "Ah, that's wonderful. Okay, I got it. Oh, and why do we have such huge feet? Big feet, huge feet. Well, because we can walk easily with them in the desert sands, and they help us not to sink into the dunes, you know, sand dunes." "Wow," he said, "great equipment. What the heck is this stuff on our backs?" The mother said, "Well, we can walk for days, even weeks, without food or water. So this hump on our back is to store fat for those needy times when we don't have water." "Yeah. But why do you ask so many questions? You know, these are very obvious, no?" He said, "Yes, mother, but I was just wondering, if we have got all this great equipment, what are we doing here in the zoo?" Good punchline. Oh, it's great. Huh? "Doctor, I need something for my eyes. I can't see well these days." The snake went to a vet and told him that. So the vet fixed him up with a pair of glasses and told him to return in a few weeks to see how he has improved, yeah? How the glasses have helped him. The snake came back in a few weeks and told the doctor that he was very, very depressed, terribly upset and unhappy. The doctor said, "Well, what's the problem? Didn't the glasses help you?" "The glasses are fine, Doc, but I discovered because of them that I have been living with a water hose for the past 2 years." He couldn't see before. Now he sees very well. Oh dear, watch where you are going. So this is it, everything else is crossed out. Okay, fine. Yeah? Only 3 pages, and I crossed out 1.5 already. Can you imagine? Okay. It's a pity because I had a good collection of jokes. But you know what? I've been running around. I can't carry all that. I will be dead. That's it? All quiet? We throw big candy again?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't have enough? Wanna get fat?
Anybody out there? They all here, or you have to sit somewhere else? Oh, yeah. Oh. Here, come here. You have to be loud.
Thank you.
Too strong, man. Oh, no. You hurt me for doing that. Slowly. No, give it to them to go behind. Careful, the eyes. Okay. You have any? Like it. Okay. You okay? You look crazy. Happy, huh? Yeah. I mean, crazily happy, yeah? Happily crazy. Yeah. Okay, there was a grandpa. Grandpa came home with two candies. Huh? One blue? What is the color of hope? Green or blue?
Green.
Okay. One was green and one was red. So the grandpa showed them to his grandson and said, which color do you want to take? So he took the green one. He said, why? I know you can take it, but why did you take the green? He said, because green is the color of hope. The grandpa said, what are you hoping for? He said, you know already. I hope you will give me the red one as well. It's cool, huh? If we have nothing to do, we can jump around like that. Now with the candy, everybody jumps around, exercise a lot. There's no need to exercise anymore, right?
Em mong chờ mùa thu thế nhân dần vào chốn thiên thai và cánh chim ngập ngừng không muốn bay mùa thu quyến rũ